The state of Louisiana's Water Resources Commission approved a measure this month that sets up a group to study the idea of selling some of its water to parts of Texas where population growth has exceeded or strained their existing water sources. Robert Mace is the Chief Water Policy Advisor for the Meadows Center on Water and the Environment at Texas State University in San Marcos.
You know, there's communities in the western half of the state that have a greater need for water than communities in the eastern half. And then there's definitely a need for water for future growth along the I-35 growth corridor, Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin through San Antonio.
May says usually the biggest concern is the price of that water affordable, and will it be a reliable resource for the future? Mace isn't ready to join others in equating the value of water to that of oil. But he does say water has become a valuable commodity, and that's something that Mark Davis, a member of Louisiana's Water Resources Commission and director of Tulane University's Buy Water Institute, is counting on because of the state's abundant supply.
The express policy of Texas was, in order to grow, you needed more water, and the only place to find water in those volumes was someplace other than Texas. That they have no intention of allowing, you know, the availability of water to become a limiting factor on their growth. And so that's one of the reasons Louisiana has to care.
Davis says one of the issues the commission will study is what mechanisms will need to be in place for the process to move forward. Texas State Representative Lyle Larson, a Republican from San Antonio, helped pass legislation that created an interstate water commission to search for states willing to sell water to parched Texas communities.
The city of Dallas and some of the communities in that area have an interest in creating a strategic alliance with the folks in Louisiana on accessing some of that Sabine River and building a pipeline infrastructure. And there'll be some other opportunities, both on the Texas and the Louisiana side, to move some of that water, you know, towards the I-35 corridor.
But as far as the state of Louisiana and Mark Davis are concerned, this is not a done deal. Davis says there's still a lot of concern about the state selling its water and then overextending its own natural resource.
Louisiana's ecology, culture, and economy are fundamentally tied up with water and wetlands.
Another concern? Making sure the state of Louisiana is paid a fair price for its water. Davis says one way or another, Louisiana's water is becoming more of a prized commodity by neighboring states. Texas lawmakers are also working with the states of Arkansas and Oklahoma to help bring water across state lines and into drought-stricken communities. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.